The Pali word for meditation, bhavana, means to develop. We hear so much about letting go, letting go. But before you let go, you've got to develop some good qualities in the mind. When I was in Brazil, I was talking with a group in a Vipassana center there. They were trying to set up a curriculum for teaching Dhamma to young kids. And their proposal was they were going to start with the three characteristics. And as I told them, the three characteristics are about letting go. Before you let go, you've got to develop. Because if you let go with a sense of dislike or depression or a sense that nothing can be done, it's very depressing. What you've got to do is learn how to develop good qualities in the mind. Things like virtue, generosity, goodwill, concentration. When you have those good things in the mind, then it's easier to look at the unskillful things in the mind. Realize that you've got something better. You don't need those unskillful things anymore. It's a lot easier to let go. Then ultimately you let go of the good qualities as well. But that's way down the line. So first you develop them. So as you go through the day, looking for opportunities to develop good qualities. Keep reminding yourself to be mindful, be alert. Stick with the breath and make the breath a good place to be. Because when we talk about the breath, it's not just the air coming in and out through the nose. It's a feeling of energy throughout the body. If you get very sensitive to that, you realize there's an awful lot of potential there for giving rise to a sense of well-being. I was reading recently a woman talking about the different breath meditation methods that are being taught. She referred to a John Lee's method as being very esoteric. There's nothing esoteric about the breath energies in the body. They're how you sense the body directly. Focus there. Develop what you've got right here. When the Buddha talks about developing good qualities, it's not that you have to take them from somewhere else. You take what you've got right here. You learn how to nurture it, develop it. You've got the raw materials. You've got the potentials. And as you stay here at the monastery, you've got the opportunity to develop those potentials as much as you can. To give yourself something solid to depend on. So when the time does come to let go, you let go wisely. You let go out of a sense of having enough. You're not being deprived of anything as you let go. That kind of letting go is healthy. So work on developing what you've got. You've got the breath, you've got the mind. Bring them together and see what happens as they stay together. It's like planting a seed. If the soil is in one place, the seed is in one place, the water is in another place, the sunlight's in another place, nothing's going to grow. But when the seed gets into the soil and is watered and gets the sunlight, then it grows. So keep your mind with your breath, keep your breath with the mind. And they have the opportunity to grow together.